Mr. President, Madam Director General, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates. As we all know, this year the theme of the World Health Day has been determined as small bite, big threat. We see that communicable diseases in general and vector-borne diseases in particular continue to be one of the significant threats to global health. It requires relentless fight against these diseases through common, effective, and well-coordinated efforts. It is quite clear that this cooperation should not be limited to the borders. Non-communicable diseases stand as another big challenge. We are happy to see the rise of global awareness and political commitment. However, the elephant is still in the room. We have a lot to learn from each other's experiences. Turkey has come a long way in fight against tobacco. There is a substantial ground to cover other risk factors too. Health should take its place on the post-2015 development agenda with strong arguments. It is also critical to ensure that the Millennium Development Goals are pursued in a similar manner. We should review the methods we use to establish solidarity and to collaborate with each other. As the Director General has rightly pointed out in her speech, antimicrobial resistance is one of the big challenges in health sector that undermines achievements and does require strong commitment. We really need WHO leadership in this specific matter, since the problem is not only limited to the continuing rise of the antimicrobial resistance, but rather the lack of new lines of antibiotics in the near future. In the site event tomorrow at lunchtime, we will have a chance to discuss how to tackle this problem based on experiences so far. Distinguished delegates, all people have different health needs which stem from environment, age, gender, and other factors. It would not be possible to speak of acuity in the real sense without making our health systems accessible for the most in need. Turkey deems the handling of environmental issues and especially climate change to be indispensable for a healthier world and shows the utmost sensitivity to these issues. Scientific studies show that climate change and environmental factors will have serious negative effects on human health in the upcoming decades. To be successful in alleviating these effects, a multi-sectoral approach should be adopted. To that end, we have initiated a program in Turkey mostly related with environmental health, including climate change, namely the Program for Improving Multi-Sectoral Health Responsibility. We have determined what each sector can do to contribute to human health and set a calendar by assigning clear and well-defined roles for stakeholders. We believe that our program will provide guidance and also benefits for other countries. Ladies and gentlemen, as is stated in the Constitution of the WHO, health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Unfortunately, ongoing conflicts and emerging new ones have serious impact on the lives and health of people. Especially women and children are the innocent victims of these man-made disasters. Peace is the core element of the health, and there is no health without peace. It is our common responsibility to turn the world into a society of peace in the 21st century. There are unfortunate threats against human life and health in different geographies. Emergencies and disasters caused by conflicts, occupations, isolations, ethnic and religious-driven atrocities are seen all over the world. And the most unfortunate consequence is that it tends to be perceived as part of daily life, which leads to intensity and indifference on the part of the international community. One of the Most apparent results is the challenge to achieve polio eradication and to plan endgame strategy. While building our capacity for humanitarian health emergencies, we have to be sure that appropriate preparedness and response mechanisms are in the place and operational. In this regard, WHO needs to expedite and intensify efforts to assume and further its health cluster leadership role. Turkey will resolutely continue to prioritize and give support to the development of global health with particular attention to humanitarian and health emergencies. Finally, I would like to express our sympathy and condolences to losses in the recent floods in Balkan countries, particularly Bosnia-Herzegovina and Serbia, and to reiterate our readiness to support them during these difficult times. Thank you.